Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as today's conversation is one that reminds us how strong a family can be, even when life delivers more than seems possible to carry. My guest is Amy Collins Carmichael from Selma, Alabama, and Amy is a licensed professional counselor, a wife, a mom to two young children, and right now, she and her husband Clay are both fighting cancer. Amy is currently facing a reoccurrence of stage 4 metastatic breast cancer that spread to her lungs, neck, and scalp. At the same time, her husband is undergoing treatment for melanoma that has spread to his lymph nodes. They are walking through chemotherapy and immunotherapy together, parenting together, and hoping together. Amy reached out asking for help to raise awareness, and what she's really doing is choosing to share her story so others might feel less alone. I'm grateful that Amy's here to join me today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Amy Collins Carmichael.
Hi, Mark, and thank you so much for this opportunity and for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Amy, if you would, take us back to the moment you learned the cancer had returned. What was going through your mind when you heard those words?
Oh, honestly, that was rough. And my first thoughts were, when something like that happens and you're a parent, your first thoughts are just, what if I don't get to see my kids grow up? Luckily, fortunately, I pivoted from that pretty quickly, but the first kind of terrifying thoughts.
When you're already a survivor, how different does reoccurrence feel emotionally?
In some ways it feels different, in some ways it doesn't. Like, I'll give you an example. So when you go to chemo, they have the bell, of course. And So that signifies you're done with chemo. And so the first time around, there was a goalpost. You know, there was 4 months of this, and then I was going to get to ring the bell. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. So this time, you know, I hear the bell ring a lot, and I'm really happy for the people that get to do that. But it's just hard because I don't know if I'm going to get to do that again.
As I mentioned, you're not walking this alone. And I did an interview with two friends of mine not too long ago, Jared and April Smith, who are both battling colon cancer. Your husband is also fighting cancer. When did you realize you were both facing this at the same time, Amy?
So his came before my reoccurrence. His was just about a year ago. He was just at a routine check with the dermatologist, and they found something and biopsied it, and it turned out to be a melanoma. And it had spread to lymph nodes, and so they started him on immunotherapy. And he does that every 3 weeks. And so he was already doing that when I found out.
As we all know, the routines of life, the things that happen on a daily basis, don't stop because we have a diagnosis of a health issue. So what does a normal week look like for your family right now between treatments and appointments and parenting?
It's a lot. My kids are very active. They are both, they're 12 and 7, and they're involved in a lot of activities. And so I made the very hard decision to resign from my job and position at Community Mental Health to just focus on them and keep up with my appointments, because it's a lot. Like, I have to keep an appointment book just to keep up with all my medical appointments and all of their stuff.
How do you explain what's happening to two young children in a way that's honest but not overwhelming? Given your professional background, I know that you understand how to handle these types of conversations. How did you do that?
Well, we are a very faith-filled family, and I truly believe that I'm going to be okay. I've put all my fears and trust in God, and I just guide them to do the same.
And what type of support does that offer you through your faith, a faith community, the people that have surrounded you? What are those people like who have supported you and your husband during this time?
Nothing short of absolutely amazing. It's just, it'll really touch your heart. But so many people have helped us, strangers, friends, family. And I truly have the belief that their prayers and my prayers have covered me in such a way that I am mentally, like, able to not be afraid, if that makes sense. So like I said, the first few weeks were a little rocky, and then I just gave it all to God and said, you already know what's going to happen. You've got this. It's going to be okay one way or another. And I really do not, like, let myself have thoughts of fear. It's like I have this hedge of protection over my thoughts. And that makes a huge difference when you're going through something like this.
You have spent your professional life helping others process trauma and emotion. How hard is it to turn that lens inward?
It's like, practice what I preach is good in theory, but it's not always the easiest thing to do. And even before this, I struggled. I've always had anxiety. I've had addiction struggles that I've overcome. Lots of things that led me into the field. And so I still struggle with anxiety. And so, you know, oftentimes I would be teaching a skill and be telling myself at the same time, and you need to be practicing that as well. So it's not always easy to do those things when it is you or your children or somebody close to you. It's a little bit different.
Amy, what's been the most difficult part of this season, this journey, that people might not see from the outside?
Just really the side effects from chemotherapy. They are, everybody knows, you know, that it makes you sick, but it's really harsh on your body. And it's really important to me to keep doing things and to keep my children's life as normal as possible, take them to do things. And so it's kind of like life has become a juggling act of good days and bad days and when I feel well enough to do things. So we go on my good days, we go do stuff as much as we can.
A lot of people are looking for solid ground when they're facing a challenge like you have, and faith and routine, people, moments with your kids all sound like that helps keep you grounded. What would you tell someone who's looking for what you have? Because while you may have your struggles, and you definitely do, you have things that you can still look at and say, I have these blessings in my life.
Absolutely. It's really your perspective. I think I shared this on Facebook recently and with no other explanation. And I said, I've had a lot of things happen to me that I don't deserve. But on the other hand, I've had a lot of things happen to me that I don't deserve. And what I mean by that is all the blessings as well. So I don't forget about all the blessings and all the people that have shown so much kindness to us.
What are the moments, Amy, that remind you why you keep going? Because I know that it's always a choice. You decide to go to chemotherapy. You decide to fight this battle, or you decide not to.
Just my children, you know. I have an absolutely wonderful husband and father, but I do not want to leave him to do all the parenting. My children need me very much. And like I kind of said at the beginning about, you know, you think about seeing them graduate high school, get married, have their own kids. I've always wanted to be a grandmother. And so I believe in manifesting and keeping a positive mindset, but I picture myself as that grandmother and with hair and not sick, and just keep my mindset strong.
Marriage is a roller coaster ride without any other challenges like cancer outside of that. It's difficult. So
right.
How has your marriage with Clay changed or strengthened while walking this together?
It's definitely strengthened. And I think that, you know, that can be a bit of a litmus test for a marriage, because it's either going to sink or it's going to flourish. And he's been amazing. He has been so caring and just, you know, has really stepped up. He works really hard and is working really hard so that we could make that decision for me to resign from my job. And he's just incredible. I can't say enough good things about him.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Amy Collins Carmichael. Her and her husband, Clay, are both battling cancer at the same time. We're sharing her story today, and we're going to get into how you can support this family in the next segment. And Amy, if you'll stick with me, we have a few more questions, and then we'll talk about how people can help you and Clay and your children on this cancer journey, okay?
Sure, thank you.
I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in, or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we focus on a very strong family from Selma, Alabama. My guest right now is Amy Collins Carmichael. Her and her husband Clay are both battling cancer at the same time. She has a reoccurrence of stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, and it spread to her lungs, neck, and scalp. And at the same time, her husband Clay is undergoing treatment for melanoma that has spread to his lymph nodes. We're here today to support this family, to bring awareness to their situation, and also offer some comfort and some guidance to those who may be battling in similar circumstances. Welcome back to the show, Amy Collins Carmichael.
Thank you.
What caused you to make the decision to share your story publicly? Because I know that's not easy. Why was that important to you to make it public?
And I just feel really convicted about it. The more I share, the more people tell me that it has helped somebody that they know that's going through it. And the more people I find out that have it, it's just, you just don't realize how prevalent it is. But I think we all know somebody that's been touched by cancer. And just people tell me that's really it. It makes me feel like there's a purpose, and that purpose is to share my story, and that maybe that's even why I'm going through this.
What do you want people to understand about living with stage 4 cancer that often gets misunderstood?
People don't realize a lot of things, but I don't think that people realize that stage 4 means, and metastatic means that it's spread to other organs and that I'm going to have to be on treatment for life. That is what the doctors are telling me. I see an oncologist at UAB. I've also gone to get a second opinion at MD Anderson in Houston, and they agreed with everything that UAB said. Sometimes people say, well, this will be over soon and things like that. And that's not my reality. But at the same time, doctors don't factor in miracles and they don't factor in prayer. And I do think that I'm not going to have to do this for life. That's just what I choose to believe about it.
And we touched on it in the first segment, but you're trying to build awareness and support, not just for yourself and Clay, but for your entire family. What kind of support truly helps you and Clay and your children right now?
Honestly, prayers have been the biggest thing. Like I had mentioned, how I have that protection over my mind. That is so important to stay mentally strong, whether you are a faith person or not. I had a friend create a GoFundMe that has helped with my portion of bills and things for, I haven't worked since September. We've had a meal train, just all kinds of things that people have reached out and helped us with. All of it has been tremendously helpful.
You've mentioned faith quite a bit. When would you say that your faith kicked in for you? Were you younger or older?
I was raised in the church. I did have like a moment when I was in addiction that I believe I had an encounter, or some people call it being saved, different things. But I was always a believer, but I was filled with the Holy Spirit when that happened. And it removed my addiction. It removed my depression. And that is around the time that I just decided to go back to school and get my degree in counseling and help people going through similar things.
My granddad, who raised me, was also a counselor. He was a preacher, minister as well. And I know he helped a lot of families through their struggles. And as we talked about before, it's very difficult for an individual to counsel their own family, let alone counsel themselves. And you've had to turn that lens inward as you face this battle. Someone listening right now who may be facing their own diagnosis or caring for a loved one, what would you want to say to them?
Well, for one thing, I highly recommend therapy. And I've always said I'm a therapist who has a therapist. I think that we all can benefit from talking to somebody. And just having somebody listen and validate how you feel, especially because so many times other people don't understand how you feel or things get miscommunicated or misread. And just to have somebody to bounce your feelings off of is very helpful. And then I also suggest finding some kind of support groups, whether that be in person or there's so many online. I'm in several. That's really helpful. Same thing with addiction is really helpful for that. But the years that I was in remission, I remained in those support groups, offering, you know, advice for how I got through it. And so, you know, there's a lot of good advice on those things.
Have you found in your experience, even through your first test of cancer and now the reoccurrence, have you found nonprofits or organizations that really stand out to you that have been supportive of you and your journey?
No, I haven't really gone down that road. The first time, there was this organization called Hope Scarves that I thought was really neat. They send you a scarf that another woman that's been through it wore. And then if you get better, you send yours on. And I ended up collecting a whole bunch of scarves for that project. And I asked the community to help support it. And my community is so supportive. I had a ginormous box that I shipped them of scarves. And when you get the scarf, it tells the story of the woman before you. And I thought that was really neat. But I don't know a lot about any other organizations that help in any other ways, really.
If people remember one thing from your story, what do you hope that message is, Amy?
Every day is a gift and you have to treat it like that. And so staying present is so important. When we stay in the past, that tends to hurt us. When we look too much to the future, that causes anxiety. And so it's just being present and waking up with gratitude. And all of those things help you change your perspective, to shift your perspective. And that helps you stay strong.
And we want to share right now the GoFundMe that's been established. Who was it that organized that for you?
My friend Ashley Colburn.
Let's talk about her for just a minute.
She is a friend that she shaved her head with me when I had cancer the first time, and she did it again this time. So we both have bald heads. I think that is remarkable in a friend.
And I want people to go to GoFundMe.com and they can search Help Amy and Clay Carmichael in their fight against cancer. Carmichael is spelled C-A-R-M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Help Amy and Clay Carmichael in their fight against cancer. And any other thing that people can do for you right now, Amy, and your family?
If anybody wants to send to Venmo instead, my Venmo is Ames, A-M-E-S dash Carmichael. No symbols or anything after that, because unfortunately we have had to deal with a fake account made. So it's just Ames dash Carmichael with nothing else.
Excellent. Amy, I'm grateful for your honesty, your courage, and your willingness to speak, not just for yourself, but for families walking similar roads. And your story matters, and your life matters, and your voice is making a difference. And I appreciate the fact that you joined me here on the Mark White Show today. And for those listening, awareness begins with listening. Compassion begins with understanding. And sometimes the most powerful thing we can do is show up for those who are in the midst of a serious battle. And Amy and her husband Clay are in the midst of that right now, and you can support their family. And I thank you, Amy Carmichael, for joining me on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also support the Mark White Show by following the podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.